The road to Reformation began centuries earlier when the Church in Rome began to assert exclusive interpretive control over the Bible, and through that power created a system of merits as a means to direct people towards salvation. The Church had taken on Christ's role as mediator between God and man. Secondly, the Church's leadership was in a period of moral decline. Luther was not alone in criticizing the corruption, commercialism, and immorality that had infected many of the clergy. He'd seen the corruption firsthand on a pilgrimage to Rome, and as Doctor of Divinity and distinguished professor of sacred scripture at the University of Wittenberg, he also saw a great chasm between church practice and the Bible's teaching as it pertained to salvation. Luther himself had lived most of his life in dread of God's horrifying judgment of sinners. He described his conscience as extremely disturbed, and joined a particularly pious monastic order in a desperate attempt to appease God with many daily acts of penance. But this did nothing to moderate his anxiety. He wrote, "I did not love God. I hated the righteous God who punishes sinners." All this changed when Luther read Paul's letter to the Romans. "For the gospel," it read, "is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." "At last," said Luther, "by the mercy of God, I gave heed to the context of the words. I began to understand that the righteousness of God is a gift by faith with which merciful God justifies us, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, this discovery may have impacted only a few of the faithful living in Wittenberg, if not for the fact that Pope Leo in Rome needed money to build St. Peter's Church. To do so, the Pope made an agreement with a German archbishop who, to help Leo build his cathedral, proclaimed throughout Germany an indulgence for the purpose of building St. Peter's. Indulgences are a means for sinners to access the treasury of the Church as penance for sin. Now, the formula could and was easily manipulated by unscrupulous preachers into a proposition where the sinner could purchase penance as a buyable commodity with the false promise that this exchange of money to help build St. Peter's would restrain God's wrath. As it was sung, "Each time a coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs." The sale of indulgences in Germany infuriated Luther, and on October 31, 1517, he nailed a document containing 95 theses against this and other practices to the church door in Wittenberg. Within 2 weeks, the 95 theses were copied and distributed all over Europe, causing a huge challenge to the church's authority. Pope Leo responded by issuing a papal bull condemning Luther and ordered him to recant under the peril of excommunication. Luther burned the papal bull publicly, and in 1521, Leo issued the formal bill of excommunication, calling Luther a wild boar in the forest whose tongue was a fire seeking to destroy the church. The Pope then urged Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor and highest civil magistrate, to execute the excommunication order and to eradicate this heresy. Charles commanded Luther to appear before the Imperial Diet of Worms to recant. On April 17, 1521, Luther appeared before the august assembly of the emperor, his princes, dukes, courtiers, and the papal delegation from Rome. Displayed on a great table were Luther's writings, the great number of